This is Lexi D. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh on 88.3 FM. As usual, I am going to start off with the housekeeping. So I have a PSA from SAMHSA. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth. Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. And another one for you, how can we grow vibrant communities? With trees. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And as always, there are many other amazing shows here on WRCT, such as Haze, hour-long music cuts from a wide variety of genres coordinated by either sound or a vague feeling, Thursdays at 4 p.m., and also Brainwaves, listening to different songs and genres that I am currently obsessed with and can't stop repeating in my brain. We'll rotate from pop, R&B, house, dance, Brazilian funk, groovy, Bollywood, Hollywood, and fusion, Fridays at 6 p.m. That sounds fun. So today on 777, I sort of put together a concept that kind of came together to me album by album, thought by thought, that I'm highlighting music that was either created for or curated by like designer fashion brands. There's a lot of honestly different directions to go here. And I don't necessarily think that the relationship between fashion and music is necessarily always a positive thing, which I think we can kind of discuss on a case-by-case basis. But definitely, you know, has a lot of potential in history. So I wanted to start off with one of my first personal influences and what I think is a good jumping off point, which is a song off Jun Fukamachi's Nicole album for the Mitsuhiro Matsuda's Nicole clothing brand. Formerly, this was really rare because it was only ever distributed as a limited promotional item that was offered to the attendees and participants of the 1986 fashion show for the Nicole brand's spring and summer collection. Back in the 80s, Mitsuhiro Matsuda was as famous as Rei Kawakubo, Issey Miyake, and Yoji Yamamoto as the face of Japanese fashion in the West, but although his clothing brand is now sort of in the realm of vintage dealers and collectors, his eyewear collection under Nicole is, you know, still kind of relevant. So this was reissued in 2017 by WRWTFWW Records. They are based in Switzerland. I think albums like this highlight the importance of reissues. And it's, you know, very often sort of indie labels that are doing the heavy lifting, people who are music nerds, not the fashion brands, trying to bring this back. Both of the versions that they had put out were made with cooperation with the artist's estate. And this sort of album has become a kind of holy grail for fans of ambient jazz synth music, and kind of has that new age sort of sound. So I'm just going to let it play and speak for itself. I had sort of teased a different song from this on a promotional post that I made for this show. So I figured I would play a different one. This one is Urban Square. Yeah, I think this album has a lot of really beautiful moments. It's so relaxing. I think this sort of started the idea of like what kind of music or productions are being kind of gatekept to these very exclusive like events. I think a lot of labels do a lot of work to sort of make rare records sort of available again, and so I think it's really cool what WRW TFWW did in getting this reissued. Now I'm going to kind of focus on something a little different that, to be honest, I hadn't heard of until I started doing like a little bit of research on this topic, which is Frederic Sanchez, who seems to be like the busiest guy in the business when it comes to putting music and designer fashion, like making music for these kinds of shows. Basically, his career began in 1988. So we are also going back to the 80s, which is not the entire show, but a little bit of a common thread. Fashion designer Martin Margiela invited him to design the soundtrack for his debut show, and he has since worked with a lot of really big designers. Prada is a very common collaborator. Marc Jacobs, Calvin Klein, Jill Sander, it really goes on. Givenchy, it really goes on. Basically everybody you can think of. And since I found this on Wikipedia, but since its creation in 2013, he has been included in Business of Fashion's annual index of the 500 key people shaping the fashion industry. I read this interview with him in Vogue, which he had made a playlist for, and we'll come back to these playlists. Where I feel like there's this sort of question of, is he a DJ? Is he a sound designer? He has now kind of settled on the musician label. There's even a quote that it's very important for him not to be considered a DJ, because he really tries to tell stories with what he does. But I would argue that a lot of really good DJs do that. I think one case that he could be just more of like a kind of abstract DJ is there was a show for Margiela that he had a piece from Sonic Youth's Providence that he was obsessed with at the time. It's like the sounds of people screaming at concerts. So he did a collage of that. Well, actually, I guess that one is like more of a production, but he really does weave in a lot of musical influences. So that was like the entire soundtrack with like no music. And in that interview, they also show screenshots that I saw on his Instagram. He shares a lot of these of his working projects in the DAW Nuendo, which I hadn't heard of, but I also don't like, I haven't really explored that many DAWs, to be honest. And they show one that he specifically did for the Prada's Men's Fall and Winter 2017-2018. I decided to do a little digging on Discogs because I kind of wanted to see if he had just any straight up music of his own, because again, a lot of this stuff unfortunately isn't really archived in the way that I feel like the music or the movie industry is, where when movies put together like a compilation of songs for a soundtrack, they wind up, you know, like putting out like a soundtrack. And I was talking with my partner, and that's how we found a lot of songs growing up. And even if there's an original soundtrack, then it's an original soundtrack. And it's kind of weird because in the fashion world, people are constantly putting together these compilation playlists basically for their shows, and also straight up getting composers to create original soundtracks, but they're not all getting necessarily released. It's sort of a bit more ephemeral. And I'm not really sure why that is. I think part of it is that they are supposed to be ephemeral art pieces. I think a lot of the times these aren't meant to be seen as like full albums rather than more like sound design. So I think that kind of gets into more of like music as a supporting role and as a function. So since I don't really have his like productions, I decided I found on Discogs that he made a compilation for Air France, like the airline. And it's just a bunch of songs that I guess he selected DJ style. And he closes it out with Always Returning by Brian Eno. So I'm going to play that just to sort of just touch on this. There will be a good bit of talking during this show because I feel like the historical context is, or the just like even not historical because some of this is current, but some of the context is important. But I might do a little less of that later on because it's a bit more straightforward. But this is definitely one I kind of wanted to talk about. I think it's really interesting that a lot of fashion designers return to these people, maybe because they already become a big name. So who knows? But anyways, here's Brian Eno. I think it's really funny that Air France is having people make compilations for them. I don't know. I guess Brian Eno is a fitting match for that, which I honestly didn't even do intentionally and didn't think about until right now. Yeah, so that was Brian Eno from the Air France comp that Frederic Sanchez did. And then I wanted to follow it up with just some more music that has played in shows. I said a lot of this isn't like particularly well archived, but there definitely is some. One of the ones that I'm playing next, I don't actually have too much context for, but Closer Reprise is what I'm going to play by Genius of Time. That is Arcadio and Doris Berg. If you are not familiar, great producers, not just together, but alone. So this I actually got from a playlist that was archived that Chanel put out on their Spotify. I do not condone Daniel Ek. I just thought it was kind of interesting. There were some good picks. This was definitely the most in that sort of underground electronic music. I actually got to see Doris Berg at Honcho Campout last year, which I played, which was fun. And it is happening again. Coming up soon here, I have some cool friends coming into town to play. And that is really exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. The show that Chanel did, I can't remember if I just said this now that I had that tangent, but it was on Hangzhou's Westlake. For, I am going to butcher this, 2024-25 Métier d'Art collection. So they did like a mix of their Parisian legacy with Chinese stuff, kind of style, I guess is the better word for that. I just thought this was an interesting one to include. I've been to Hangzhou. It is very beautiful.
Hey, hey, hey.
Another one in there at the end that was Submissive by Arca from Sheep, which was for Hood by Airs. I think that's 2015. It was a 25-minute live composition that sort of intertwines with runway pacing. There's a lot of different artists that have done, you know, DJ sets or live productions for the runway. Sophie is one that is a pretty big name. It was kind of funny. Nick Boyd had replied to my promo of this show, kind of calling out the computer music folks that have that fashion has sort of collaborated with, such as A.G. Cook as well, kind of falls under that. I'm going to play one a little later that I think is sort of adjacent to this concept, not necessarily computer music, although some of the tracks sometimes feel like that, but I'll talk more about that later. I wanted to play this one by Biosphere that I love, Novelty Waves. This was actually used for an advertisement, which is not a hole that I really wanted to go super far down. But so in 1995, Levi Strauss & Co., they were trying to find a new angle for their television advertisement campaign, which apparently, I read this in the Bandcamp description, up to that point in 1995, Levi Strauss had never featured electronic music, and so they decided to use this song. There were a lot of remixes made for it. It was released as a single, and it managed to chart in several countries, reaching number 51 in the UK. So Novelty Waves. I am playing the original version, not any of the remixes.
Thank you.
Lexi D. This is my show, 777. I'm doing a showcase on music created for or curated by designer fashion brands. This is Runway A by Death Grips. Very techno and fun. Yeah, so Death Grips' Runway A, I don't think really actually fits the exact theme that I went for, but it's kind of also perfectly on theme. It was the first album they put together after their supposed breakup, and it is, I guess, inspired by Fashion Week. I mean, that was the name of the album, and they all have different names, like Runway, whatever. I also have this other track from an album that I'm not sure if it was actually made for a specific fashion show. Christian Kofier's Meet Her Stage 2 is one of the songs I was thinking of. One of the reviews on the Bandcamp is like Paris Fashion Week's like Best Kept Secret or something. But I don't actually have any evidence that it was ever used in such a manner. I can't tell if this is more of like a Death Grips type situation, which I don't think that one was either. Correct me if I'm wrong. Shoot me a text if you know me. This I am going to follow up more in the techno world. I'm going to do less talking, let it play, and we can talk a little bit more after. 1, 2.
3, 4.
So yeah, Clear by Cybertron, a classic. Cybertron performed live for the Louis Vuitton's Men Fall and Winter 2020 runway show titled Heaven on Earth at Paris Fashion Week. This was orchestrated by creative director Virgil Abloh and musical director Benji B. If you look at the visuals, it looks cool. and I don't mean just the fashion, like there's something about this. It was very techno inspired, but the set design was very kind of organic and whimsical in a way that I felt sort of contrasted. And to be honest, it kind of felt like a little corny. That's just my personal take, but you are entitled to your own opinion. Yeah, I was waiting to say that till I was on air. So if anybody wants my honest opinion. But yeah, there have been lots of live performances for fashion shows. Issey Miyake has had some. Like there was this French girl who did this cover of like Ryuichi Sakamoto. I had mentioned Yellow Magic Orchestra had actually done something for them in the 1980s where they're performing, I know they're doing Tang Po. And yeah, Clear, I believe, is one of the songs that actually did play in the performance. You can actually find clips of both of those online. Like I said, the archive for a lot of live performances isn't necessarily the best, but these two have made it in. I only have about 10 minutes here, so I'm going to follow it up with a real quick one. So that was Worst Decision by El Guincho. This was from a soundtrack made exclusively for wellness at Madrid Fashion Week 2017, where he performed it live on the catwalk. They had this whole thing where you could download the album when you scanned a QR code on like a wristband or like a sweater album editions. Which I think is sort of, kind of weird. but yeah, I mean, I think this was one of those ones that I stumbled across that sort of got me intrigued in the concept of exploring music that is potentially being, I don't know, gatekept by these like exclusive events. But this one was actually put out. Like I said, I don't really know how much is out there that isn't. I am going to play and maybe not let it finish because I think there's definitely some other stuff I want to cover, but we might have only time for like one more. This is a Tristan Arp song that I found on one of those curated Vogue playlist, which I think was just made by some employee at Vogue who curates their like music playlists. Some of them are actually pretty good. Some of them feature, I feel like, artists that have been sort of formerly canceled, I would say, in the underground electronic music scene. So I don't know if they're really as steeped in it or just like casual enjoyers of it. But yeah, there's some cool stuff there. But yeah, some of the canceled ones, like, I don't know, maybe not hard canceled, but you know, like Nina Kravitz or what's the Detroit guy? I'm blanking on his name right now. But yeah, I was surprised to see some cool stuff on there. So here is Tristan Arp from one of the Vogue. These are both on Spotify and Apple Music, I checked. Okay, I actually wanted, we'll have Tristan Arp in the background. I wanted to speak on this sort of, there was a vinyl put out by Jill Sander that had basically an original soundtrack that they made for one of their collections. It was by Bochum Welt. It's like ambient music. It's good, it's fine. But I just thought it was interesting that they are in the business of putting out limited edition vinyls. I guess, like, I don't really know how I feel. Like, I think it's good, I guess, but I don't really know. It's not really like something that you see like that common, like that they're pressing stuff like this to vinyl. But yeah, I guess it's cool to know that it happens. Yeah. So yeah, again, this is Lexi D. You've been listening to 777. You've been listening to my highlight on music that has been mostly created for or curated by fashion brands. I feel like a lot of like fashion brands using stuff like Spotify just kind of feels like companies trying to stay busy and relevant on social media. I feel like these Vogue playlists are a little half-hearted, but that being said, like the Chanel playlist where they're actually archiving playlist that they had put out for their collections feels a bit, I think, like a little bit more important in terms from an archival sort of standpoint. And yeah, I guess I would be interested more in like releases of these productions or live shows that are being made for this. Because I mean, music is being made all the time for film, and I just feel like the archival on that is a little bit better. But of course, you know, fashion, it tries to be gatekeepy. And I feel like there are a lot of really cool opportunities. So this is Tirza's Tectonic. And on her website, she had, you know, sort of bragged that she had, you know, had been featured in ads by Burberry or Chanel. And so it's definitely like, you know, a good business opportunity and a way of like establishing yourself as a musician, which I get, especially in an industry where companies like Spotify are taking your money and not paying you well. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Close touch tips were our motions. More to say, but it was a start. Pursued as a rhythm magnetized our hips. Techno. To tectonic plates with no jing. When you touch me, I'm out my body. Instinct takes place. You know I'm yours and you're mine.
You are listening.